This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do you understand how close he is? Let's talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs of love to us. The Quranic verses in the hadith are to assure us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love to us. But what are the signs of this love? Right? A lot of us say what? We love God. But it's just talk. We say, oh, I'm so close to Allah. And if I ask you, do you pray? You'll say no, but my heart is full of faith. And all reality, you aren't doing anything to prove this love. You're just talking. Oh, I love him, I love him. What's the proof of your love? What's the thing that you do that it can be felt that says, I really love you, God. I really love you. On the other hand, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us about his love, he is practical. He's not just talk like we are. So let's see. From his love, first thing, delaying your punishment. So he doesn't punish you straight away because you might repent, right? The scholars state that when you sin, the angel on your left shoulder doesn't record it straight away. Why? Maybe you'll repent. As for the angel on your right shoulder, he records a good deed as soon as you do it. So delaying the punishment is a practical sign of his love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf, verse 58, لَوْ يُؤَخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمْ الْعَذَابِ بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعَدًا لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا. But your Lord is most forgiving, full of mercy. If he were to call them at once to account for what they have earned, then surely he would have hastened their punishment, right? He would have hastened your punishment, but he waits on you. Because he has hope that you're going to repent, because he loves you. And as the poem says, if he is generous when in anger, then how is he when content? And from the signs of his love, acceptance of repentance, qubul at-tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 3, غَافِرَ الذَّنْبُ وَقَابِلَ التَّوْبُ شَدِيدَ الْعَقَابِ, right? Who forgiveth sin, accepteth repentance. Another sign that a good deed is accounted for is 10 of its kind, and the sin is accounted for only as one. Can you imagine? If we were to talk about what fair or justice, then a good deed would be accounted for as just one deed, and one sin as one sin, right? But no, one deed as 10, and then up to 700 of its kind. Isn't that a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great love to us? And the biggest practical sign to show us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love is getting great reward for little deeds. You do something so tiny and he rewards you like so much stuff for it. For example, fasting the day of Arafah atones the whole past year and the coming one from sins. It purifies your one day of fasting, purifies your whole past year of sins and the one to come. How? All I did this whole past year from sins get erased, and not just that, but all I'll do from sins the coming year still is going to be erased. Why? Because I fasted one day? Because he loves you. He wants to forgive you. He doesn't want you to go to hellfire. Shouldn't we feel ashamed? How can we return this gratitude with sinning to a Lord that loves us and bestows us with all this generosity? You say with your lips you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but look at your actions. You won't find any actions that prove this love. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he loves us, he asks us to fast one day that will forgive all our sins for 2 whole years. Fasting the day of Ashura atones your past years of sins. The prayers, the 5 prayers, atones or cleanses what's between them. As-salawat al-khams mukaffarati ma baynaha. Like backbiting and slandering, anything that happened between them. Yes. Ramadan to Ramadan, atones sins in between them. Friday to Friday, cleanses sins in between them. Performing from Umrah to Umrah, cleanses sins. What are these mercies sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is all this love? Whoever says subhanallah 100 times gets rewarded 1,000 deeds. 100 equals 1,000. Nothing in this worldly judgment or our dealings in life is 100. No, 100 equals 100. 1 equals 1. But to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 100 is equivalent to 1,000. Because he loves you, he wants to forgive you. This isn't just treatment or fair. This is love and mercy. How can we be oblivious of him after all this love? How can all that occupies your head be fashion and what hairstyle and friends and forget he who loves you all this love? Whoever says subhanallah wa bihamdi, transcended is Allah by his praises, transcended is Allah by the formidable and by his praises, 100 times a day, his sins are forgiven, even if there are as many as the foam caused by the sea waves. The word Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah, fills the scale, tamla al-mizan, fills it with what? With good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows mercy on a man who wakes up in the middle of the night and wakes up his wife and they pray together 2 rak'ahs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you see? Great rewards for little actions, a proof of his love. Whoever says 3 times in the morning and 3 times at night, I'm content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Lord, with Islam as a religion, and with our Master Muhammad, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon him, as a prophet and messenger, Allah obligates himself to please him. من قال ثلاث مرات رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا وجب على الله أن يرضيه ذلك اليوم. Allah obligates himself to please you for saying that. Just these words. Then look at the morning and night remembrance, al-askar. Whoever says in the name of Allah with whose name nothing is harmed on earth nor in the heavens, and he is the all-seeing, the knowing, the all-knowing, three times in the morning and three times in the evening, nothing harms him that day. Whoever says, I take refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfect word from the evil he has created, he is protected from scorpions and snake bites, all that may harm him. Very simply, it's love, it's a matter of love, a matter that we don't comprehend its magnitude. Another hadith, whoever prayed for me a prayer, man salla alayya salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prays for him 10 times. Sallallahu biha alayhi ashra. So if we say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad once, Allah has mercy on you 10 times. 10 mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you said Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. If we say it 10 times, the reward is what? 100 times. And if we say it 100, we get 1,000. Easy like that? Subhanallah. Why are people so oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whoever says in the morning and in the night the supplication that is the key of supplications for asking for repentance. O Allah, you are my Lord. None has the right to be worshipped except you. You created me and I'm your servant. And I bide to you, your covenant, and promise as best as I can. I take refuge in you from the evil of what I have committed. I acknowledge your favor upon me and I acknowledge my sin. So forgive me, for verily no one can forgive sin except you. Allahumma anta rabbi khalaqtani. وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك وعدك مستطاعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Whoever says that prayer in the morning and in the night and dies that day, he is written from the people of heaven. And if he dies at night, he is written from the people of heaven. Simple words. I beg you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you these prayers so you may enter heaven. Say it every day and you're guaranteed heaven. You have to say the askar, the remembrance, day and night. Don't forget. Allah is promising you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises he never goes back. So now we have to see the practical proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. Now I go back to the one who said, but my heart is filled with faith and ask him, where is your proof? It's not becoming of us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals us with the base of giving us real proof, and all we give back is what? Talk. Where are your actions? Where is your hijab? Where is your fajr prayer? Where is your charity? Where is your real heart and love for people around you? Where is your proof? Listen to more proof of His love. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's 99 glorious names, you'll find that the names that remind us of His mercy are more than that remind us of His punishment. The most compassionate, the merciful, the forgiving, the acceptor of repentance, the pardoner, the most kind, the loving one, the patient one, the generous, the forbearing. All these names don't change how your heart feels towards Him. Subhanallah. Does it show you how it's meanings of love? Meanings of trying to get close to you? Sometimes when we recite the Quran, we find two of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names mentioned right after each other that are very close in meaning. And this isn't to emphasize, but actually each of these names are a sign of love in a different way. For example, in Surah Hud, verse 90, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. For my Lord is indeed full of mercy and loving kindness. And there's a big difference between the merciful, al-Rahim, and the loving one, al-Wadud. Like the difference between a rich person that feeds a poor person and a rich person who feeds his friend. When he feeds the poor, it describes merciful. But when he feeds a friend that he loves, it describes al-Wadud. Stop for a minute and think of the meaning of the word al-Wadud, the loving one. When you say so-and-so is wadud or loving, it means that every time you see that person, you feel his love and tenderness. So imagine that this is one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. He warms up to his servants and showers him with his sympathy and love. More proof of his love? Let's say more proof of his love. Is that he is the one who asks us to make dua or supplication to him so that he may fulfill our needs. Not his needs, no, our needs. So it's not that we need from him, so that all what we need from him, we have to supplicate, and not just that, and he accepts it. No, he is the one who is asking us when we are the ones who are in need of him. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ إِدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord says, call on me, I will answer your prayer. He's telling you, call on me, please call on me, I'll answer what you need. Isn't that a proof of love? And the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلْ يُغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. He who doesn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry with him. مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلْ يُغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put those hands up and ask him for what you need. He's the only one who's capable of giving you what you need, not humans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, ask me, I'll give you what you need. When you ask humans for something and you keep insisting, they get all upset and tired of you, and they try to avoid you. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one who's asking you desperately. He tells you, ask from me and I'll love you more. The more you ask from me, the more I'll love you. One of the followers named Tawus used to pray and pray and pray, يلح في الدعاء, and keep asking desperately. And he'd say, I'm not asking desperately to get what I'm asked to get, you know, what I'm praying for, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves who asks desperately. So he is praying or he made supplication so that not because to get what he wants, no, because he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love him. From his proof of love, Surah An-Naml, verse 62. أَمَنْ يُحِبُّ الْمُضْطَرِّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشُفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Or who listens to the soul distressed when it calls on him, and who relieves its suffering. أَمَنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرِّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Who asks and answers this call? The Prophet ﷺ says, truly Allah is modest and generous. He is embarrassed that if a worshipper raises his hands up to supplicate to him, that he would return them empty, disappointed. إن الله حيي كريم يستحي إذا رفع العبد إليه يديه يدعوه أن يردهما صفرا خائبين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is embarrassed to return your hands without accomplishing or giving you what you ask from him. And this, all of this, and you still don't believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. More proof of his love is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures you or reassures his worshippers. You come in his abid. I'll list you some verses that show how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures us. Surah Al-An'am, verse 12. كل من في السماوات والأرض كل الله قل لله كتب على نفسه الرحمة. Say to God, he hath inscribed for himself the rule of mercy. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 185. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. God intends every facility for you. He does not want to put you to difficulties. Another one, Surah An-Nisa, verse 27. والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم. God doth wish to turn to you. He wants you to turn to him, to توبوا. Surah An-Nisa, verse 28, يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم. God doth wish to lighten your difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote under his throne, truly my mercy preceded my anger. إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. And then on the day of the battle of Uhud, and there's a beautiful verse, and look at his tenderness, his mercy and his compassion towards his worshippers or his slaves. The companions were returning from the battle of Uhud, and 70 of them were killed. And Hamza, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, was killed. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was injured, and they were tired and psychologically devastated. They couldn't believe what the disbelievers did to them. So the verse comes down, Surah Al-Imran 139. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمَ الْأَعْلَوْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So lose not heart, nor fall in despair, for you will overcome them if you are indeed believers. إِنْ يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمُ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. If a wound hath touched you, be sure a similar wound hath touched the others. Such days of varying fortunes we give to men and men by turns, that God may know those who believe. Subhanallah, you know when someone pats someone on the shoulder trying to comfort them? If you got hurt, the others got hurt too. Do you see the mercy in the verses? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on, and those days of varying fortunes we give to men and men. So one day it will be for you to win. Do you see the mercy? Do you see how the Quran is full of compassion? Subhanallah. And then